I'd like to introduce Ben Hinman, co-founder and CTO of Mesosphere, as well as Mark Rasinovich, our CTO.
Hi, everybody. It's awesome to be up here on stage at AzureCon with Ben Hinman, the co-founder of Mesosphere. So what do you think of this t-shirt?
Looking good, Mark.
I've got one burning question, though, and that's why isn't this black? But that's not why you're here, not to answer that question. Tell us why you're here.
Yeah, so it's great to be here to talk about the collaboration that we've been doing with Microsoft around the Azure Container Service. In particular, I wanted to talk about Apache Mesos, which is the technology under the hood that's helping to power the Azure Container Service. So Apache Mesos is a distributed systems kernel that really helps you to abstract away all the resources in your data center, like CPU, memory, storage, so you can treat them like it's one big computer. And then you can go ahead and you can build and run applications on top like it's just one big computer. The project started in 2009 at UC Berkeley by a team of us, and since it's been adopted by a handful of companies, including Twitter, PayPal, and Apple.
Oh, so Twitter. So is Mesos part of the reason we don't see fail whales so much anymore?
That's an interesting question. In fact, you know, it played a really big role. So in the early days of Twitter, it was a giant monolithic Ruby on Rails application, and the process of breaking down that Rails application into a bunch of microservices and getting those scheduled via Apache Mesos is really what helped us increase the reliability and scalability of the site. I think one of the great things about having Mesos be a technology that kind of went along in this journey at Twitter is it helped us get it to this high scalability production environments that companies are using it in today.
And that's Apache Mesos, and that's completely open source, right?
It's completely open source. I assumed that's kind of...
No, in fact, it is. We love Linux. We love Docker. We love Mesosphere.
That's a lot of love, Mark.
Well, we got a lot to give. So tell us how Mesosphere and DCOS fit in the picture.
Yeah, so what we're doing at Mesosphere is you know, our vision is to be able to take the Mesos technology and make it available for more than just the Twitters of the world. And we're doing that with the Data Center Operating System, or DCOS for short. And when we first started chatting with Azure about, you know, what you guys were interested in doing with the Azure Container Service, we realized that there was a great opportunity to be able to take both Apache Mesos and some of the open source components, to open source some components of DCOS to actually create the Azure Container Service.
So tell us about some of those open source DCOS components.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a bunch, of course, including Mesos. I think the two that I'll really focus on is Marathon and Kronos. Marathon is a service that helps you run long-lived containers, and I think we're going to see a demo of that in a sec. And then Kronos is for running batch containers or cron-like workloads.
Yeah. So from our perspective, the reason that we chose to build Azure Container Service on Mesos is that when we go out to talk to customers about orchestration, many of them tell us that they already have real Mesos deployments going on already, and that includes both startups and enterprises. Plus, bringing Mesos into Azure gives the Azure community the Mesos ecosystem and gives the Mesos community the Azure ecosystem. And our work with you guys with Mesosphere on bringing Mesos to Windows Server and Windows Server containers means that we're going to have the most flexible container service out there.
That sounds great. I think it's time for the demo.
All right, let's check it out.